Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name's Steve Bowes. Earlier this week, the world of work recognized Equal Pay Day. Much as it sounds like a day to celebrate, it's actually a day to reflect on systemic pay disparities between men and women in the workplace. After all, it's the day in 2022 until which women must work, on average, across all races and ethnicities, in order to earn what men were paid for in 2021. Yes, according to the most recent compensation data, women must work 14 and a half months to earn what men earn in the 12 months of 2021. This disparity has endured for far too long, and most organizations have access to much better data and technology to ensure pay equity and fairness in their workforce. A pay equity analysis, also called an equal pay audit or a pay parity audit, is a method of researching pay rates within the organization and assessing any differences in pay relative to age, race, gender, job description and responsibilities, seniority, and a wide range of other criteria. The goal of a pay equity analysis is not to pay everyone equally. Rather, a pay equity analysis addresses equitable versus equal compensation. And the primary driver for pay equity analyses is closing the gender wage gap and ensuring salary and wage levels do indeed provide equal pay for equal work. Addressing pay equity has far-reaching benefits for the organization when done correctly. And companies who focus on ending wage discrimination can be part of the ethical solution that boosts both individual and organizational outcomes. As we recognize Pay Equity Day for 2022, let's all commit to working towards a time when a Pay Equity Day no longer has to be recognized at all. That's it for today's Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.